Worldwide, the number of COVID-19 deaths has passed 90,000 with over 1.5 million confirmed cases. This, according to tallies by Johns Hopkins University. This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. Meantime, deaths and new infections are leveling off in places that were extremely hard hit, such as Italy and Spain. In the United States, New York State saw a sharp drop in the number of people newly admitted to hospital in the past 24 hours to the lowest level in the coronavirus crisis, a sign that social distancing steps may be working, said New York Governor Andrew Cuomo on Thursday. But Cuomo added that the number of deaths increased to 799 on April 8th, up from 779 a day earlier. The U.S. Federal Reserve on Thursday announced $2.3 trillion of financing for businesses and governments hurting for revenue. Stocks lifted on the announcement, which came after the U.S. government reported Thursday that 6.6 million new jobless claims were filed last week. Democrats in the U.S. Senate blocked an effort to unanimously pass $250 billion more for a small business loan program, approved as part of the $2 trillion relief plan last month. The Republican Trump administration cited strong demand for the loans this week. It's designed to help small businesses keep employees on payroll, but Democrats wanted more emergency funding measures attached to the plan. About his defeat, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said nobody believes this is the Senate's last word on COVID-19 and added, we don't have to do everything right now. Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, added to the discussion saying she doesn't want to exacerbate the disparity in access to capital for small businesses. This is VOA News. OPEC and its allies, a group known as OPEC Plus, are discussing plans to cut oil production for at least 2 years, with reductions implemented gradually, two OPEC Plus sources said Thursday. The group has previously said it wanted the United States, one of the top three oil producers alongside Russia and Saudi Arabia, to take part in the cuts. Washington has till now said its output was already gradually falling due to low oil prices. Iran has temporarily released British resident Aras Amiri on furlough. Amnesty International United Kingdom's board director tweeted Thursday, British resident and Londoner Aras Amiri, who has been unjustly imprisoned since 2018 with Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, has been temporarily released on furlough, he wrote. The Iranian authorities must let her come home to London to be with her fiancé, he added. Last August, Iran's Supreme Court upheld a 10-year prison sentence for spying against Amiri, who worked for the British Council in London. He was arrested in 2018 during a family visit to Iran. Amnesty International also says it believes more than 30 prisoners have been killed by Iranian security forces and hundreds more injured amid rioting over fears of contracting the coronavirus. Thousands of inmates in at least eight prisons around Iran have staged protests in recent days over their fears about potentially contracting the virus while incarcerated. This has sparked deadly responses from prison officers and security forces, the London-based human rights watchdog said Thursday. About 100,000 prisoners have been granted temporary release in the country, one of the hardest hit by the COVID-19 outbreak. Health officials said on Thursday that 66,200 people had tested positive for the virus, with over 4,100 deaths recorded. The Saudi-led coalition fighting Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen announced that its forces will begin a ceasefire starting Thursday, a step that could pave the way for the first direct peace talks between the two sides that have been at war for more than 5 years. In a statement carried by Saudi Arabia's official state news agency, a Saudi military spokesman said that the ceasefire is set for 2 weeks and that it comes in response to UN calls to halt hostilities amid the coronavirus pandemic. The National Institutes of Health, or NIH, said Thursday it was testing the safety and effectiveness of the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine for treating COVID-19 days after several U.S. doctors said that they were using the drug on infected patients even without evidence that it worked. U.S. President Donald Trump has touted the potential drug, or the drug, as a potential weapon against COVID-19, and its use has soared as the United States has quickly become the epicenter of the pandemic. This is VOA News via remote.